The first thing to do as a believer, Mark chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. Today's Bible verses come from Mark chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place, where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. There are three kinds of time for humans. There is a time to work, time for family, and time for communicating with God. When these three are balanced well, it can be considered as a healthy life. Firstly, the time is the best resource that God has given us. So it is wisdom to use the time given with careful planning. Out of all the waste, I think the biggest waste is the time wasting. For a serious patient, whose life is between the border of death and life, time of 5 minutes is more important than the other person's 100 hours. Because those 5 minutes can determine whether this person lives or dies. Now as well, the Satans attack us with time. They take away our precious time for the things which are not that important, and they make us not to say no appropriately for the things that are not that productive. They make us to be busy without productivity. There is a purpose for the time given to us. So it is wisdom to use the time for that given purpose. More than anything, we need to set the priority in life. There are tasks that need to be done quickly, and there are other tasks that can be done slowly. There are things that must be done, and also there are things that can be delayed a little bit. There are compulsory tasks and also optional tasks. In our lives, when we set our priorities right, we can achieve the purpose that we desired. It is the same story with faith. There is a priority for the will of God. Whenever I read the book of Haggai, I think about how important the priority is. In Haggai chapter 1, it shows that when our priority of faith changed, the blessings of God have been put on hold. They have been told that it is not yet the time of God, and the priority of Israelites had been changed. When they did not put their priority of life on will of God, God told the prophet Haggai this: "You have planted much but harvest little. You eat but are not satisfied. You drink but are still thirsty. You put on clothes but cannot keep warm. Your wages disappear as though you were putting them in pockets filled with holes. Not all are good even when you are unconditionally hardworking in whatever things you do. It does not mean that if you are obedient in everything, all are God's work. We need to set our priority correctly according to the will of God, so that the work can be of God's and it becomes a true obedience. In your Christian lives, where do you put your priority of life?" In today's Bible verses, the Lord has shown the priority of life well. He started the day with prayer, his purpose of ministry was clearly set, and he solved the problems of people. Through the ministry of the Lord, we can learn what our priority should be. Firstly, the Lord set the absolute priority on prayer. Let's look at verse 35. It says, "Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray before daybreak." It said before daybreak. Before daybreak means before the sunrise, in other words, when it is still dark. The first time before the day started, the Lord started the day with prayer. Where do you start your priority of life from? How do you start your day? From which point? Like Jesus, I hope you will begin the day with prayer. Prayer is the pathway to communicate with God. Where do all the problems and pain come from for Christians even though they live as Christians? That is what happens when the communication with God is blocked. Even when people do well in other areas, but when communication with God is blocked, then all the communication gets blocked. These days people say these words quite often, especially in politics and in our society. It is the absence of communication. Also in married couple, If they cannot communicate with each other, the conflict arises. Conflicts between the government party and the opposition party, the ins and the outs, and also conflicts between the government and the people arise when the communication is not made well. Now the relationship between the North and the South Koreas has been blocked, so the communication cannot be made well. In North Korea, there is a cleanup wave to keep the communist political power. It is the same with the faith. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1, it says, "Listen. The Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you call." Israelites were upset because their prayers were not heard by God. Through prophet Isaiah, God told them, "It is not because the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you call. It is your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore." It is because the relationship with God has been blocked, so the communication cannot be made. Before the day begun, Jesus firstly communicated with God in prayer. Prayer is asking God and waiting for the answers from him. Prayer is asking God about the way of life and also listening to the answers from God. Prayer is not merely asking for a request to be done. It is not in one-way communication. Prayer is firstly asking Mighty God about the way of my life and then turning this into action. In the 1 Samuel, chapter 23, just before the war, David knelt down and prayed. "Should I fight against the Philistines or not? Is having the war your will, God, or not?" He asked these questions to God first. He asked God twice, repeatedly, and God told him to strike against Philistines, "I will put them onto your hands." Like this, it is asking God first. But quite often, rather than asking God and waiting for his answers, we ask for the things and we end it there. What kind of person is the person that we cannot communicate well with? That is a person who talks about own things and does not pay attention to what other people say. With a person like this, communication will be blocked. What is the principle of counseling? It is listening. If a person listens to the other for a long time, the other person would say, "Wow, I feel so at peace. Everything is solved." If one listens to the other carefully and genuinely, the problems get solved. Among family members, between married couple, in the board, in relationship with God, communication needs to be done well. So Jesus went to the quiet place and prayed first before the daybreak, before the sunrise. Jesus prayed like this, "But us, who are way weaker than him, how could we have a victory in this world without prayer?" The first thing to do as a Christian is praying, like Jesus. This needs to be our absolute priority. A new day started without prayer is like going through the dark pathway that has never been traveled before, without navigation. It is so easy to lose the direction and so easy to pass by the destination. So the time of prayer is never the time wasted. Do not get ahead than prayer. The life of Jesus began with prayer and ended with prayer on the cross. We can live without food for a week and even 10 or 40 days. But for breathing, we cannot stop breathing even for 5 minutes. If we do not breathe for about 5 minutes, humans can die. Praying is exactly like breathing. Pray first before beginning the business, before choosing the career path, before going to the hospital. Pray that you will meet a good doctor. Jesus put priority on praying. Also, the praying time is the time that we can reflect on ourselves. The fact that Jesus woke up before the daybreak and went to the quiet place and prayed, this was the time of self-reflection and deep spirituality with God. The problem of people in modern time is that they are too busy. They have no chance to look back on themselves. We need our time of reflection in our time with God, in deep and close relationship with Him. When we reflect on ourselves through prayer every single day, we can gain wisdom of God, receive peace in mind, get to control the temper, and would not get lost from the way that God has assigned us. Like the Lord, I bless you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, that you will start your day with prayer. Secondly, Jesus put priority on telling gospel to others. In verse 38, it says, "But Jesus replied, 'We must go on to other towns as well, and I will preach to them, too. That is why I came.'" Jesus had a clear purpose in coming to the earth. Jesus told us that he came to preach the gospel. What is the thing that Jesus is most glad in doing? It is telling others about God, preaching and saving the souls. Among the ministries that Jesus did for 3 days, the thing that he did the most was the ministry that aimed to save the souls. The purpose of curing the ill people, the purpose of solving the problems, the purposes were all to save the souls. Living according to the set purpose is the most proper way to live. Why was Samson neglected? He had been given power to use in the work of God, but he used that power for elsewhere. He did not use the power according to the set purpose and used it incorrectly. So that's why he had been neglected. Are we not wasting out power of blessing elsewhere that God had given us, like Samson did? If we have power that others do not have, then at least 1/10 of this power should be used for the work of God. When we say tithes, people easily think of this as financial matter. But what are more important are the tithes of our time and the tithes of our talents. Use the tithes of our time for reading, praying and doing something beneficial to others. Do you have knowledge? Then use the tithes of knowledge for others. Do you have talents? Then use the tithes of talents at least for the glory of God. In our church, in many areas, there are a variety of talented and gifted people, who are just like jewels. Do not hide these talents, and in front of God, I hope that you will use these talents for the work of God. God will give more abilities back to you. Jesus came to earth to save the lost souls. He had a clear purpose in coming to the earth. To save the souls, he carried the cross on his back. He rose up, and the first sermon he shared was to spread the gospel to all people to the end of the earth. He sent the Holy Spirit and he told people to be the witnesses of cross and the resurrection. Today's words are also about Jesus saying that he is going to preach as he makes his way to Galilee. Jesus always sought the opportunity to preach. In John 4, he asked the Samaritan woman at the well for some water. That Samaritan woman was so startled and asked him, "You are a Jew, and how could you ask the Samaritan for some water?" At that time, as Samaritan people were mixed-blooded, Jews did not treat them equally as humans. "But how, as a Jew, could you ask me for water?" When she asked this to Jesus, what did Jesus say? "If you knew about the person asking you for water now, then you would have asked me for water in turn. Even if you drink this water, you will get thirsty again. But the water that I give you would be the water that would never make you thirsty again." When this woman asked for this water, Jesus told her the gospel. This woman heard the gospel, left the water bottle, ran to the village, and told people that she had met the Messiah and come and listen. She spoke the gospel to the people. At all times, the Lord sought the opportunity to tell gospel to others. And Jesus told his disciples impatiently, "Lift your eyes up and have a look at those fields. It is the time to harvest. Those souls, you need to harvest. Souls to harvest, they are all waiting for you. When you seek the souls, God will prepare these souls for you to meet." God prepared the meeting point for Peter and Cornelius. The starting point for African mission work was when God allowed Philip and an Ethiopian servant to meet with each other. Listen carefully to the words and voice of God, which says it is the time to harvest. And look for the souls. There are 20% of people who are Christians in Korea. The evangelism of this nation, this people, is simple. If we take care of one soul each and lead that soul to the Lord, then the evangelism of our people gets lifted up to 40%. The season of Christ will arrive on this land, and in politics, economy, society, culture and in education, in each and every areas, the holy influence will be permeated. At the moment, we are preparing for the VIP invitation party. As we live, we should be expectant. Last year as well, a lot of souls were invited on the 25th and bore a lot of fruit. When we saw these people registering as newcomers of our church, they told us that they were invited to that invitation party. For the people who have never come into the church door, I hope you will be the guide. This year, be expectant again. With the expectant heart, move your hands and feet, and hope your belongings will move too. Do not be the audience only. Do not leave this to tomorrow. There is no guarantee of tomorrow. If we cannot do it today, it is possible that we would not be able to do it tomorrow. We all know Billy Graham. Among the evangelism team of Billy Graham, there was a person named as Piet. He met one rich man as he was evangelizing one day. That person was not a Christian. Piet went to that rich man's office and shared some stories with him. He decided to share the story about Christ. He said, "I am interested in sharing stories with you about Christ. But to do some big project involving millions of money, there are two people waiting for me, so we cannot talk now." He said he will phone him tonight, so let's talk about that then. And he delayed. So he promised to call him. The other person waited till midnight, but the phone did not ring. The new day has come. Piet saw this news article the next morning. That rich man had died at 9:30 at night in the hospital. That rich man delayed the talk because of the $1 million worth contract, and he could not have the time with that rich man in reality. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday is past. It has already been past. Also, some person says, tomorrow, tomorrow all the time. That person has lost the presence. Tomorrow is what only God knows about. The most important time is right now. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, if we cannot do it today, we cannot do it tomorrow. This year is coming to the end. If we have not saved a soul yet, then we should be ashamed of our title given to us. Look up and have a look at the field to harvest. Hope this time will be your time, that you will use your hands and feet for the work of God. Hope you will make the most of this VIP invitation party. Thirdly, the Lord solved all the problems of people. Let's read the verse 39. So he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. Satans initiate the problems. The Lord went to the villages in Galilee and solved the problems of many lives. There is no one that has no issues in their lives. In the sea, there are countless waves, so the degree differs a bit from each other, but all have problems. Problems of children, of family, of heart, of economic problems, of personal relationships with others, political issues, and etc. There are many problems out there. These days, top leaders of the world meet with each other quite a lot. They are seeking to solve the problems of the world. But there is no clear and perfect solution. Why is that? Because Jesus only has the answers to all the problems. On the hands of Jesus, there is a true key. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength. If I open, there is no one to close. If I close, there is no one that will shut." When you encounter the problems of your life, where do you seek your answers from? I hope you will come back to Jesus. I hope you will find the true answer in Jesus. Jesus has all the keys of our life, death, and everything else. The Lord is the only answer to all the problems. So he went to the areas near Galilee and casted out the demons and solved the problems. Jesus is the only way to go to God, as Dan chapter 14, verse 6 says, "Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Also, Jesus is the only everlasting peace. In John chapter 14, verse 27 he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I came to give you peace. Jesus is only the true rest. He said, "Come you all weary souls, I will give you true rest." When we come back to the Lord, there is true rest. Therefore, without the Lord, there is no true rest and no peace. A lot of people try to seek the ways of their lives. They go to a lot of places and ask about the answers of their lives. They ask for peace and the ways, but there's no way, no answer and no rest. Thus, they consider their lives as destiny and they live their lives that way. But the Christians, we do not consider our lives as destiny. Through Jesus Christ, the destiny that was initially destined to go to the hell changes to the destiny that can reach the heaven. Faith is changing the destiny. Overcoming the destiny is a victory of Christians. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, put your life's priority correctly. If you do not choose your priority correctly, then you will get to waste your life. Life would not have a clear order. Faith will be deteriorated. Jesus put priority on praying and evangelizing. We all like to be like that. And the problems of life had been solved by Him. We will get to gain all the answers to all the problems when we follow Him, when we rely on Him, and when we look upon Him and when we come back to Him. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.